The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back to the show. My man, Dominic, joining me here in the 4 o'clock hour. He's sticking around for the rest of the day. I got Fancy Brian here with me. I got Evan back in the world headquarters screening your calls lightly. Going to get there in just a moment. I see you, Bill. Be patient. Because we talked about the favor, right? The favor Tucker Carlson asked. But there was also a, you know, if you got the quid, you got to have the pro quo, right?
Quid pro quo, Mr. Powers.
Squid pro quo. Hunter did need a favor, though, back a little bit later. And Hunt, and Tucker, you know, rhymes with Tucker, more than willing to jump on the scales on behalf of Hunter Biden, or at least that's what he represented. So let me read a little more from the reporting at the Washington Post. I don't know that we'll get all of this in. And while Hunter Biden was willing to offer a helping hand for his son, you know, young Buckley, Bucky as Tucker calls him, rhymes with Bucky, Tucker Carlson later jumped in to try and help Hunter Biden. In 2015, for example, Biden sent an urgent message to Carlson. Call me, please. Hunter Biden's name was on a list of those leaked as apparently having accounts with Ashley Madison, a site for those seeking to have extramarital affairs. Pardon me, and he was concerned about a news story that would break on it, the account purportedly associated with his name. Hunter Biden said did not have his credit card number or his correct birthday. You know, because I've got this other account, and it's in the name Carlos Danger.
Yeah, they verify those only as far as the money goes.
Carlson responded quickly, saying that he was happy to intervene. Just lost my blank on the editor over here. Lost his crap, according to Carlson. At least that's what he wrote in the email. He claims the London office forced him to do it. He's a pig either way. And I told him so. The whole thing is disgusting and awful, and it breaks my heart that you'll have to go through it. I'm really sorry. Let me know if there's anything Susie and I can do to help. Biden then apologized for reaching out. I'm sorry for even calling you, he wrote in the email. I know I put you in a difficult position. And upon reflection, as your friend, as you are a friend, I should have never done that. He was going through a tough time, Biden added. The email came 3 months after his brother Beau had died. Although he didn't write it, his marriage was collapsing. I've been in Delaware in the last 2 months sleeping in my nephew's bed, and it's hard to even get up in the morning sometimes, he wrote. Biden said he was particularly shaken that reporters had apparently confronted one of his daughters at their house about the accusation. That kind of sucks. Here's a quote. Regardless, I should have never put you in this position. You have your own family, all of whom I love, and your own business, and defending me is not something a friend should ask a friend to do, Biden said. Tell Susie we love her and miss you both very much. Carlson responded with gusto, attempting to lift up a friend who had been laid low. Are you kidding? My mouth still feels like it's Monday. Are you kidding? I'm glad you called, he wrote in an email. What they did was repulsive and immoral, and I hope I wrecked their day. I certainly tried to F them. Let me know if there's any way we can help. That does sound like a true friend. In December, when the DailyMail.com published an article on Carlson's emails with Biden, Carlson commented on those exchanges, saying that it had been a story from their news outlet about an Ashley Madison leak that he was trying to quash. A Daily Mail reporter showed up at his house when he wasn't home and informed one of his daughters that her dad was cheating on her mom. That's some good journalism. I don't care if Hunter Biden or not. That's awful, he said in a statement to the news organization. I knew the Daily Mail's Washington editor at the time, so I called and I told him I thought he was a pig for doing that, and that's still my opinion. So what? Tucker Carlson might have some modicum of human decency?
Or had.
But only if it's for a friend who did him a favor first, though. Carlson's show, which has become the highest-rated cable news show in the country, he began focusing on Hunter Biden. And a friend who once sought to protect Biden became the television host who sought to skewer him. A review of transcripts from the past 3 years of Carlson's show illustrates how he at times appears torn over talking about his one-time friend. He has disclosed on his show that he knows Biden and has called him a very likable guy. But Carlson has also cited him as an example of how it really works in our ruling class. Well, of course he would know because he took advantage of that access point to the ruling class when he needed a favor for young Buckley. Rhymes with Buckley.
Oh, the ruling class. That's always a good reference.
A little bit more from Tucker, rhymes with Tucker. It's brought attention to the lucrative jobs that Hunter Biden was able to get because he has an important father. You didn't mind accessing that very same point of leverage. In America today, there's nothing illegal about playing de facto bribes or handing fake jobs to unqualified family members of powerful people, he said on his January 13, 2020 show. And since it is perfectly legal, naturally Hunter Biden isn't the only one shamelessly cashing in on his family name. Hardly. Yeah, because we got to add, at minimum, young Buckley Carlson to the list. There's more coverage here. I think that's the gist of it. You know, you get the point. Once friends, though. Once friends. Call a brother, ask him out. Help me out, man.
Yeah, but if he feels like he's been wronged by Hunter Biden or the country has been wronged by... It could be such a deep wound.
How was Tucker wronged by Hunter Biden?
I have no idea. I'm just telling you, maybe he feels that
way. He didn't make the implication. He didn't even say, well... You know, until he made a pass at my wife, we were close. You know, he didn't make any of those sort of disclaimers. Anyways, I've had to make a few disclaimers. It's not usually making a pass at a dude's wife, but, you know, I've crossed a few lines. I'm just saying.
These things happen, but again, you have to actually care about him enough to go and say, I'm going to not do that anymore. And then Tucker just says, ratings are important.
Well, my good friend Dominic, who I've crossed a few lines with, joins me in the 4 o'clock hour. Fancy Brian here. Your phone calls could be next. Join us, 844-967-2789, Thursday in the Shaw.
Beautiful places are always in danger of being overrun by the worst people. Ask anyone who grew up in Aspen.
Yes, Squid Pro Row.